Good evening, everyone. We find ourselves at this time of year in the waning days of Adar, crossing over into the opening days of Nisan, approaching Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And at this point in the year, in the Torah's description of the journey of the Jewish people, as we read in the beginning of last week's Parsha, Vayi Bayom HaShmini, that Shmini Limiluim Hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan that we're going to celebrate in just a few days, this coming Shabbos. This is the day Shehukam HaMishkan Bo Bayom. This is the day that the Mishkan was finally built, was permanently erected in the Jewish people, coalesced around it as a Mokom HaShcharas HaShchina for HaKadosh Baruch. And the Medrash tells us of what went on in the days preceding the Hakamas HaMishkan. The days that we find ourselves in right now at these very moments. The week before, the last week of Adar in the Midbar. So the Torah tells us the Jews were involved in all sorts of different aspects of Hakamas HaMishkan. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Shekol Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, for all 7 days of the Miluim. Hoya Moshe Ma'amido Umefarka. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu would construct the Mishkan and deconstruct the Mishkan. Construct the Mishkan and deconstruct the Mishkan. Also Hayom, but in the final day, in the Vayom HaShmini, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hemidu V'lo Pirka. Moshe Rabbeinu would finally put up the Mishkan and it would stand, and then he would never take it down again. And the question is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu engaging in this very peculiar behavior? This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. He wouldn't be involved in some aspect of Hakamas HaMishkan that's more sublime, that's more spiritual, that really captures the radiance and the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, just to take it down and put it up, and take it down and put it up. Jews don't spend a lot of time on construction. Like, right? It takes us months to take down the sukkah. I remember once I took a group of teenagers to New Orleans. Maybe I told you this story. It was about 6 or 7 years ago, and we were building houses in order to help people who had been, their homes had been destroyed in the hurricane. So we took a whole bunch of Jewish kids, and we worked with an organization called Habitat for Humanity, and our job was to put the siding on the houses, the siding on the homes. So none of us even really knew what siding was. We just figured homes came with siding. And we show up to this place, and there's this big, huge guy named Mike, and he's got a shirt that doesn't exactly hold his body, and he's mamish holding in houses and siding and habitats and humanity. He's mamish holding. And he tells us, this is how you put up siding on a house. And he's got, you know, 15 or 20 Jewish kids. We're using hammers and nails, and we're putting siding on a house. We spend the whole day, and it was very hard work. And at the end of the day, we stood back, and if you, you know, turn your head a little to the right, it looked perfectly straight. We all took pictures like this, turned the phones like this. And that Shabbos, I wasn't spending Shabbos with the group, so I made my way back to the construction site on Friday to get one final picture of the work that we had done. And when I showed up at the construction site, very early in the morning on my own, I drove up and there is Mike and 5 of his friends removing all of the siding and putting it back up straight. So I waited for them to finish, then I took a picture. And we put that in the newsletter. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Puts the Mishkan up, takes it down, puts the Mishkan up, takes it down. This is your avoda, the Yimei HaMiluim. This is what you're doing in anticipation of the Ribono Shel Olam's Hakamas HaMishkan. This is what you're doing. So I want to share with you an insight that I saw in a few different places. I saw it in Rabbi Ganak Sefer. I saw it in Rabbi Simon Sefer. I heard someone say it over also recently. And that is that we know that there is a famous Medrash. The Medrash tells us, Vayihi Erev Ein Ksiv Ela Vayihi Erev. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, which we know the Hakamas HaMishkan, the construction of the Mishkan, is intricately related to the creation of the world, Shabbos, other connections. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, it says, Vayihi Erev, not Yihi Erev. Omar Rava Vo Melame, this teaches us, Shahaya Bore Olamos Umachrivan. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he didn't just walk up to the universe and create planet Earth perfectly. That first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one world, and he destroyed that world. Then he created another world. Probably the whole world looked like New Jersey. I don't know. He created a whole other world, destroyed that world. Created a whole other world until he came to this world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is perfection, I'll let this world go. And the question is, Kadosh Baruch Hu's perfect. Why is he creating things and destroying things? Why couldn't he get it right the first time? And the answer that is given is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to embed into the fabric of existence that everyone should always understand that in life, destruction, in life, failure, in life, challenge is not antagonistic to the process of creation, it's part of it. That when it comes to creating a world, destroying things is part of that process. That when we look at our own lives and we think the only way we can succeed is by pursuing a path of perfection, that we come to understand that we, in order to be Borei Olamos, you also have to be Machriv Olamos. As Rabbi Simon points out in his Sefer, that the famous letter from Rav Kuttner, that the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, that the Tzadik falls seven times and then he gets up. So Rav Kuttner writes that Hatipshim Choshvim, the fools think ki kavanaso biderech ribusa, that the interpretation of this pasuk is that Aval pisha sheva yipol tzadik mikol makom hukam, that even though he falls seven times, nevertheless he still stands up. That it's a vart in perseverance. That no matter how many times you're knocked down, no matter how many times you fail, you still get up to ultimately accomplish your goal. Your ambition is able to transcend all of those disappointments. Says Rav Kuttner, that's not the pshat. Aval ha-chachamim yodim etiv, the chachamim who know the world well, shakavona I, shemachus akima shel hatzadiki, derech asheva nefilos shalom. The chachamim know that it doesn't mean that every time you fall, you're able to get up. It means that the falling is part of the rising. That you recognize that the challenges, that the difficulties, that the shortcomings become part and parcel of your Avodas Hashem. And so Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Klal Yisrael to understand that you're going to have this Mishkan after all these generations. You're going to have a place that embodies the ideals of Yahadus. A place where you can go and experience the presence of God. A place where you can go and offer korbanos and see the avoda. You're going to have a space in the world that represents everything we're about. That every Jew should understand the Mishkan is not just about a journey of perfection. That the dynamics of our life that involve deconstruction, the machriv olamos, is also part of our Mishkan Hashem. That we don't walk into the Mikdash or the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash only with our ambitions for success. But that we bring with us the totality of who we are. All of those challenges, all of those difficulties, all of those apprehensions and anxieties become part of the larger picture of the complexity of the human being, and all of them become part of the nuance that coalesces into the vibrancy that animates ourselves as Ovdei Hashem. And this is the message of what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell us, that while everyone else is celebrating perfection, he's destroying things and rebuilding them. Because Moshe Rabbeinu understands that the road to perfection is through facing those challenges. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaChodesh. And the Torah tells us in the formulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to Moshe, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, that this is Rosh Chodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen the very first mitzvah in the Torah. Rashi says at the beginning of Bereishis, this could have been in the beginning of the entire Torah. That this HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, the very first mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, that it's this month that's for you, says Rashi, Niskasha Moshe. See, Moshe was having a difficult time with this mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh. Why? Because he couldn't precisely understand some dynamic of Kiddush HaKodesh. Al Molad HaLevana Be'ezo Shir Tir'eh V'siyeh Re'uya LeKadesh. How Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. You're telling me when I see a new moon, that's going to be Rosh Chodesh. But it's very complicated astronomy. To look up in the sky, what's called a new moon, what's not called a new moon, the Rambam, Zilchus, Kiddush HaChodesh, very complicated halachos. So Moshe needed help. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him, that's a Levana. Be'ezo shirtir v'tiyeh re'uya l'kadesh, v'hirilo be'etzba es ha'levana b'rakia. And he shows Moshe this with his finger. This is what a Levana is in the sky. Ve'omar lo kazeh ra'a. When you see it like this, v'kidesh, that becomes Kiddush Levana. And the question that is asked is, what exactly was so complicated about this? Maybe all the cheshbonos of Kiddush HaChodesh, maybe all the things that the Batei Din had to keep in mind, but Moshe Rabbeinu, to look up in the sky, how hard is it? You go outside, you look up in the sky, you see it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a sliver of moon, you go to Beis Din, you say, I saw the moon, and no one says Tachanun for a month. It's not that complicated. What's the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand this? Moshe Rabbeinu understood a lot. Moshe Rabbeinu, call it Torah Kula, this Moshe Rabbeinu can't get? The little sliver of light, what's so complicated? So there are many different answers to this question. The Das Sekeinim says the following. What was the nature of Moshe's dissonance in his understanding of this halach? Says the Das Sekeinim, the Amar Chazal, Shezeh Echad Min Shlosh Advarim Shemizkasha Moshe. This is one of the three things that Moshe found very challenging. Vikashya, and what was so challenging? Sheharei kitana hoya b'sof haChodesh kimo b'tchilas hamolad. Because the sliver of the moon is tiny, both at the end of the previous month and at the beginning of the new month. Ve'ech yucha lehavchin, and how is anyone supposed to know? Im hi min ha-yeshana o min ha-chadosh. How is anyone supposed to know if this is the end of the old moon or if this is the beginning of the new one? And this was Moshe's suffix. This is what he struggled with. And the Das Sekeinim goes on to say that based on the positioning of the moon in the sky, based on its orientation, one can determine this. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to clarify. But there's another way that you could know whether or not you're dealing with the end of the old or whether or not you're dealing with the beginning of the new. And that is that there's a moment in between the fading lights of Adar and the initial dawn of Nisan. And that is a moment of darkness when there's no moon. The way you know you've encountered the Levana Chadasha is that you experienced a moment without any light at all. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to the Jewish people, foundational to their identity, the beginning, the very first mitzvah that we get, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Am Yisrael, there's a concept called Hischadshus. There's a concept called renewal. And I want to tell you two things, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Hischadshus. How you are able to gather the strength to start again, to start fresh, to get a sense of inspiration, a sense of initiative. Number one is you have to know that it's inevitable. The new moon eventually comes. It's dark, it's difficult, it's challenging, it's Mitzrayim, it's the end of Adar, you don't know what's going to be, but ultimately, Nisan comes, ultimately that new moon appears. And the other thing is, in order to be Mekadesh it, you have to look up into the sky and see it. And this is ultimately the message of Kiddush HaChodesh, that we all experience challenges in life. Some of us experience darkness in the realm of Shidduchim. Some of us experience it in the struggles we have in learning. Some of us experience it socially. Some of us experience it academically. Some of us experience it familially. Klal Yisrael has had many moments of Choshech throughout the past months. But when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, there's an affirmation, there's a recognition that there's an opportunity to begin again. There's an opportunity to create renewal, to create Hischadshus, to look up into the sky and to ultimately see what's going on. to ultimately recognize what it is that is our potential. We're a very unique and fortunate yeshiva. We don't stop learning with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We go for another couple of weeks. And one of the challenges that we have before us is in these last 2 weeks of learning. These last 2 weeks of learning of a long, long winter's man. A winter's man that was cold, a winter's man that was rainy and icy, a winter's man that had midterms that didn't go well, a winter's man that had dates that didn't go well, a winter's man that had all sorts of different challenges that may not have gone well. And the question we have to ask ourselves is whether or not we want our inspiration, our initiative, to be the end of the old or of the beginning of the new. Whether or not we want to embrace the world of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, the ability to see a landscape as a fresh opportunity to invigorate ourselves. That this is not the waning of the energy that began at the beginning of this man that's now coming to a close. No, the darkness is behind us. This is the beginning of the energy, of the enthusiasm, of the passion that takes B'nai Torah into the world of Yitzias Mitzrayim, into the world of Geula, and into the world of Kabbalah Sator. To be able to take the end of the old and turn it in to the beginning of the new. That's HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. Kozeh, like this, just like this. To be able to invigorate ourselves and be mischazek ourselves and be able to persevere. Chodesh Nisan also brings another mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Birchas Ilanos. At some point you'll all leave Washington Heights and then you will see what's called a tree. And you will see this tree. And you will walk up to the tree and you will see that on the tree, a fruit-producing tree, there is the beginning of blooming life. And the mitzvah is to walk up to this tree, this cold, this empty, this bark-dominated, leafless, lifeless tree that is just beginning to bring forth the sense of vitality, the sense of excitement, the sense of future, the sense of where Klal Yisrael could be headed. And to look at it and to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shelo Chiser Ba'olamo Klum. This is the bracha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not missing from his world anything. Ubaro lo brios tovos v'ilonos tovos lehenos behen b'nei Adam. To look at that which is empty, to look at that which is challenging, to look at the machriv olamos, to look at the piruk hamishkan, to look at all of the difficulties that we face throughout the momentum of our everyday life, and to say to ourselves, just looking at that one small flower that's bringing forth the enthusiasm and the life of the spring, of the season of Geula, and to say to ourselves, shelo chiser ba'olamo klum, ki Adam eitz asada, we're the tree. To look at ourselves after a long winter, when things will, Ezer Sashem, start warming up, start picking up, start lighting up, and to allow ourselves to engage the world of HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, to build our Mishkan, to be able to bring in our Or Halavana, and to be Machil Bignus, to affirm and recognize the challenges of Jewish history, personal and national, Umisayim Bishvach, but ultimately take that story into a realm of redemption, a realm of Shira Chadasha, a new song. And not only a new song for Klal Yisrael, but a new song for each and every one of us. A new commitment to learning. A new commitment to tefillah. A new commitment to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and to Chesed, and to caring about Am Yisrael, and to caring about the world, and to caring about those around us. A hischachus, a sense of renewal, a sense of vitality. A recognition that, yeah, the world gets dark, but then a new light comes. And if all we do is look up in the sky and we recognize that it's there, then we can bring in the world of HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. We can be Mekadesh this Chodesh, not only for ourselves, but also for all of Klal Yisrael.